Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome back to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today we're going to talk about how to stay motivated as a solopreneur. So, hooray, you did it. You're your own boss, and the only person you have to answer to is you. Now, are you a good boss, or are you hard to work with? You know, depending on the day, my husband may give you either answer. You know, I try to be easy to work with, I promise. But in an ideal world, you'll be super motivated and hit the ground running every dang day. Unfortunately, this isn't always true. Now, since I've started working for myself, there are far less days that I'm not excited to go to work now, you know, than I was at other jobs. But, you know, come December 12th-ish, when I've worked for like a month straight without a single day off, I can't remember when I washed my hair last, my veins are like 90% caffeine, and I just, you know, want a mother-loving nap, there's a high, high chance that I'm not jumping out of bed and doing cartwheels to my desk to get started for the day. So you can sprinkle in a few other days here and there when I'm just not feeling it, and you'll probably have a few days like that as well. It's perfectly normal and it's perfectly okay. You don't have to be feeling it 100% every day. But if you find yourself, you know, not super motivated one day or week, there's a few things you can do to get back on track. When it comes to motivation or a lack thereof, having a routine comes in handy. Like, really having a routine is something that I think is a foundation for success when you're running a full-time business. I think that's, you know, really where it has to start. If you want your business to be a real job, you have to treat it like a real job. And most real jobs, they don't let you just walk in and do things, you know, haphazardly without a plan. There's typically set expectations for each day. You have to take it upon yourself, you know, to set up that same type of daily expectations for, you know, for yourself in your business. So just like if you show up to a 9-to-5 job with no motivation, like, I really don't want to go into work today, you still know exactly what has to be done because those are the set expectations, or, you know, your boss is going to be really mad. So having a set routine of tasks for your handmade business every day that happen no matter what, it does the same thing. It takes that guesswork out of, you know, what needs to be done. So just like brushing your teeth or making, you know, your cup of coffee, you know what's going to happen. So say answering emails, checking inventory, packaging orders, no matter what, it just becomes so routine that it's second nature. So for instance, every morning, no matter what, I answer emails, I check inventory, let's see what else, I check orders from the previous evening to make sure that there's not anything rushed that comes in, I check for any messages on social media platforms, see if anybody tried to get a hold of me that way, and then I print invoices for the day. Like, every single day, like clockwork. That's the routine, no matter what. And it's that routine, it serves as a backup for the days when I'm just not feeling it. And it's, you know, that backup for any sort of lacking motivation. So, unlike a 9-to-5 job, you do have to keep working on building and expanding if you want to take your shop to the next level or meet whatever goals you've set for yourself. So this is really where you have to be mindful of motivation levels and possibly procrastination. So as a solopreneur, you don't want a lack of motivation to stifle growth. So the first thing to do when you aren't feeling motivated, So say maybe it's been like 6 weeks and you're still not feeling motivated. You need to start thinking, okay, well, maybe I need to do a self-evaluation and ask yourself if this lack of motivation is actually procrastination. So if procrastination is the root issue, then it's time to look deeper. Are you intimidated by the next step that you need to take in your business? Are you feeling overwhelmed by needing to make decisions about your business? Are you experiencing maybe imposter syndrome or maybe self-doubt? Is there something that's making you procrastinate about making the next step that needs to be taken to expand your business? A lot of times, a lack of motivation that's not just a day here and there, or that's because you've been working extra hours, but maybe more of a chronic lack of motivation is linked to procrastination. So you need to be sure to do some honest reflection and decide if it's time to make some important decisions within your business. If there's an intimidation factor, it could be as simple as just taking that first step to get started. You know, I know with just, for example, just starting this podcast, I was really freaking terrified. I'm even still a little bit nervous every time I hit record, to be honest, but I just knew that, you know, no one was going to listen or people were going to make fun of me because I have a hard time with my words sometimes. So I sat down and I just stared at my phone for almost, 3 months probably before I finally hit record and published the first episode. But I have wanted to help people build a business like mine because it's given me so much personal freedom, the life that I've wanted. I wanted to be able to help people for so long that I finally just was like, you know what, Catherine, you just have to do it. You are procrastinating because you're scared. Just hit publish or hit record. And once I finally hit record for the first time, it just continued to get easier and easier. So busting through that motivation blockage can be as simple as just taking the first step. So for you, that could be listing your first item on Etsy or making your first Instagram post, or maybe even your niche would benefit from you starting a podcast or a YouTube channel. So it could be trying a new process or technique you've been wanting to learn that will expand your business. Even if you just have to set a timer and say, I'm going to work on XYZ and maybe building your website for an hour. Set the timer. Do the work for 1 hour, and then you have one more hour of progress than you did before you started. I've also found that if I can make a list of everything that needs to get done and then start with the small things, it'll help me to feel a little bit more motivated to tackle the bigger things. Just the accomplishment of marking the things off the list gets me geared up to start making progress and marking more things off. So, you know, then before I know it, the full list is taken care of. So maybe it's start with cleaning up an area in your craft room or editing a listing and then working up to editing your about page. Just something to get the ball rolling and help you to feel more energized to work on other things. And when you don't have someone else telling you what to do and keeping you accountable every day, it's a whole new level of responsibility. A lot of people aren't cut out for it. They just can't handle the pressure of making sure they plan their day, you know, for themselves every day. It's a lot to figure out on a day-to-day basis. So don't fret if you feel a little lost at first. Sometimes it's just, you know, trial and error of figuring out what plan is going to work best for you and work best for your shop, for your customers. So it may take, you know, a couple months for you to figure out what schedule is going to work best. If you feel a little overwhelmed and lacking motivation at times, that's all par for the course. When you need to start evaluating if it's possibly procrastination is when it becomes chronic. I hope you found this conversation helpful, and I would love to continue the discussion with you in the Sassy Creative Business Besties Facebook group. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please take a photo of the podcast photo art and share it on Facebook or Instagram and tag @SassyBusinessBesties. so that we can help as many creatives as possible. Thank you so much for joining me today. Talk to you soon. Bye.